Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you bump into an old friend, but you haven't the time to do anything right then, so you say what you always say, must meet up soon. It seems as if we all have friends who fall into the must meet up soon category. But does the fact that we haven't met in a while mean we really don't want to? Tanya Sweeney has been pondering this in today's Irish Independent. Good afternoon, Tanya.
Good afternoon, Sean. Sorry, I'm still wondering about where I'm going to get my 300 grand for the New York hot dog stall.
I know. that's not even, I assume that's not even to buy the stall. That's like fees you pay every year. For tax and stuff like that.
Can you imagine? My gosh.
Anyway, tonight.
Moving on.
Yes, moving on. But the thing is the fact that most people would have must meet soon friends, it's a kind of a stage of life thing that when you were young and you didn't have kids particularly, you had time to meet people, and then suddenly you don't.
Well, exactly. You know, before, you know, there is a point in your life when, you know, your friends are the most important part of your life, and you will go out 6-7, you know, nights a week in order to keep those friendships up and running, you know, and staying in and doing your own thing is almost, you know, exceptional at some point in your life, you know. But then I suppose real life happens and you've kind of pulled back from that, you know, very hectic social life, you know. And I've noticed that I am a devil for, we'll meet up soon, you know, and in the moment, I think I mean it, but it's kind of a conversational tick as well. And I come away going, oh, I don't actually mean that. And, you know, the point I was making is, you know, we have a tranche of friends, our must meet soon friends, and they're just the kind of people you just don't really want to see. You know, you're saying it to be nice. You're saying it to pretend you're making an effort. And it never goes further than that, you know. We all have them.
Oh, right. Okay,
so,
because you start this piece today where you kind of, you haven't named her, but a friend that, you know, you're going to meet, and then kind of the arrangements change, and then she's left the country, you don't meet her at all. So is that a kind of a, I wasn't that arse to meet her really in the first place?
Well, now, I do wonder, you know, we had all the best intentions of the world. And of course, when you realise someone's coming into town, you're like, oh, I can't wait to see you. And you make the big song and dance of, oh, it's been too long, can't wait. We're going to run into each other's arms. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And then I suppose real life happens and you realise, well, Fridays are out because I've got to do this. Saturdays, I'm wrecked from Friday. Sunday, I might be around from 2 to 4. Actually, it'll be 2 to 2:15 now. And the next, as I say in the piece, you know, you're downgrading your dinner to coffee to water to I'll hold your shoes at airport security, you know, and that's how I might see somebody, you know, and I suppose it happens, you know, a fair bit. Now, listen, this might be just, you know, me not, you know, getting the hint with a few people or whatever, but I do believe that, you know, for your genuine friends and the people you love to hang out with, you're never, you know, and we always make out that we're super, super busy and that's the thing that's standing in the way. But you'll make the effort for some people, really, and not maybe for your Z-lister friends.
Or maybe they were kind of friends, they were important 10 years ago because you worked with them or you were both members of a Dungeons and Dragons club or whatever.
That Dungeons and Dragons club was brilliant. Yes.
Yeah.
No, exactly. You know, I mean, and that's the thing, people, you know, friendships change and function over the years, you know, and people who, you know, maybe you were incredibly peripheral a decade ago, you now have something in common. You're in a different life stage or they've given you some, you know, advice on HRT. I don't know what it is. Or, you know, the family thing, you know, and they kind of move, you know, into sharper focus, whereas people who just have different lives or on a different path, they just sort of recede into the background a little bit. Yeah, friendships are they're ever-changing things, you know, they're sort of alive and you have to, you know, kind of keep them up on rails or send them out to pasture, one or the other.
Yeah, and have you had the experience that perhaps someone's put you into that category?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I have, but I mean, I hear, you know, and you meet someone in the street and you're delighted to do, and you do the little, you know, dance up and down. Oh my God, it's amazing. We must meet up, you know, and I mean, we say it all the time, you know, and I hear it all the time. So, and then of course you go away going, you know, God, I'll be in town next week, but am I going to see that person? Probably not, you know, but yes, it has absolutely happened to me for sure.
Yeah. And so you have a rule about if how many cancellations and then you're out?
Oh, I'm a devil. So basically, if I make, someone will go, we must do such and such. And I will get in touch going, well, listen, what are you doing next Saturday? And they will come back and say, oh, you know, the dog's eaten me front door, or I've got a sore leg, or whatever it is. I won't be able to make that. I'm like, grand, I'll try again. And if they come up with another excuse, they get, we'll say, benched. And then it's like, right, it's really on you now to kind of pick up. You've cancelled maybe on me twice. It's now time to for you to sort of pick up the baton here and instigate the meeting, because I've kind of done the spade work here, you know, for a bit. This is making me sound deeply unpopular, right?
So, they're dead to you then from that point on, Tanya?
Oh, dead to me, DTM. Yeah. I hate to think what your texts look like roundabout now. Talking about what a dose I am.
I imagine, I haven't looked yet, but I imagine probably very similar experiences. At the same time, every now and again, though, there is someone, and you haven't kept in contact with them enough, and maybe neither of you have made enough of an effort, and then you do go out, and then you go, why the hell didn't we do this sooner? You know,
I know. And it's a really bittersweet feeling, because it's like, you know, when you go to the theatre or you go to yoga, you're like, I resist this for some reason and I never do it as often. And then once you do it, you're like, I love this. Why am I not doing this more often? And there are definitely friends like that who I, you know, we'll sit down with, we'll have a great time, and we're like, we are bad at this and we need to get better, genuinely. And I'm not just saying this, you know, but, you know, I love having you in my life, and we need to prioritise each other a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. Tanya Sweeney's piece is in today's Irish Independent. Tanya, must meet soon.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.